Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that gives your Aunt Aggie hives. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Unforgiven. Written and directed, well, maybe not written, but certainly directed by Clint Eastwood, starring Clint Eastwood. It's got a whole lot of Clint Eastwood in there. And it's a Western, which makes it kind of unusual for an Academy Award winner. And I will have my big review coming up right after this. Well, that was kind of anticlimactic. There we go. All right. So, Unforgiven is a Western, and when you're looking at Best Pictures, by my count, you have to go all the... This was in 1992. You have to go all the way back to 1931 to Cimarron before you find another Western that won Best Picture. So if you're thinking of, at least in the early 90s, if you were thinking, I want to make an Academy Award winning movie, Western was probably not your best choice. There was stuck in the middle there somewhere was Midnight Cowboy, but that's really not a Western. Just kind of sounds like it might be. So Unforgiven is the story of Clint Eastwood, and this is in Clint Eastwood's, he went through a period where he was kind of, he came out of making a lot of movies that are what I would call moral absolutes, where, you know, kind of Dirty Harry stuff, where, you know, everything was black and white. You know, this is the way it works, and I'm going to do this, and this is how the world is. And everything was very clear cut from the point of view of some of the characters in the film. And in this era, he was really kind of questioning that. It was maybe a reaction, all that. So a lot of his films around that time were kind of, they're filled with characters with moral ambiguity. And to me, that's a lot more interesting because, you know, morally ambiguous characters, you don't really know what they're going to do or where they're going to go. So Clint Eastwood in this film plays a guy, he's a pig farmer, but in a former life, and I don't mean that in the Hindu sense, but previously, earlier in his life, he was a bad guy, and we don't really find out. People hint around, and they kind of mention a couple things as to what he did that made him so bad, but pretty much the movie tells us straight out, he was a really bad guy. He was a horrible human being, and then he got married to apparently a wonderful saint of a woman, and she cured him of drinking, and she cured him of being a bad guy. And so he becomes a pig farmer, and she dies, and he ends up raising their kids on this farm. And he doesn't really have any money, and he's not doing that well, but he's trying real hard, and he's trying to hold it together, and he's doing the best he can. Elsewhere is a town kind of run by Gene Hackman, Gene Hackman's character, and he's the sheriff in the town. And in this town, several events occur that will impact Clint Eastwood, who's, you know, hundreds of miles away. And what happens is this guy gets laughed at by a prostitute, and we won't explain why he gets laughed at. You might be able to guess. Anyway, she snickers. He goes berserk, cuts her up, does horrible things to her. His friend jumps in the room and tries to stop him. And the sheriff shows up and wants to throw them in jail and have a trial and all this stuff. And then he works out a deal with the guy who owns the establishment where the prostitutes work. Because that guy's mostly concerned that his whore got cut up. And he, you know, she won't be effective anymore. So, you know, he makes a deal with the sheriff. The sheriff says, okay, these guys are going to give you some horses come spring. Everybody's happy, right? Everything's fine. And these guys go on their way. And the sheriff figures, okay, it's a fair deal. And the bar owner figures it's a fair deal. Unfortunately, the prostitutes don't think it's a fair deal. The woman who got cut up and her friends. So they put a bounty out on these guys, these two guys. Now, one of the guys, I don't know, he doesn't really seem that bad to me. I don't think he really deserved to have a bounty put on his head, but the two guys get lumped together and they say, we got $1,000 here, and whoever kills these guys gets it. Now, in the 1800s, $1,000 was what we call real money. So that brings people coming in from all over the place trying to score reward, bounty, whatever you want to call it. And so people are coming in from everywhere, and Gene Hackman, as the sheriff, is just trying to hold things together and keep these guys from getting killed. Enter the Clint Eastwood situation. This guy comes to Clint Eastwood's farm and says, "Hey, I'm a young hotshot, killed a bunch of people, but I want to go after these guys, and I need your help because you're a badass." In essence, that's what he says. Clint Eastwood says, "No, I don't do that anymore. Have a nice day." The guy rides off, and then Clint Eastwood looks around at his farm, and he says, I'm a pig farmer. I got like 5 pigs. Some of them are sick. I'm trying to raise a couple of kids here. Maybe that money could do some good for me." So he rides out after the guy. Before he meets up with him, he meets up with his old friend Morgan Freeman, who, you know, Morgan Freeman, one of my faves. He doesn't have that much to do in this film, but he picks him up, and because they used to ride together back when they were both bad guys. Apparently they both got cured, which is nice. Nice to think that they're, you know, they got rehabilitation going on, even though there's no system for it or anything like that. So these guys go riding off, and they meet up with the guy who wants to kill the guys, and they have a series of adventures, and eventually they find the guys that they're supposed to kill. And then you get into the moral ambiguity, because you've got, the characters need the money. The guy who started everything and wants to go kill them, the guy who went to pick up Clint Eastwood, he's maybe not, you kind of know right away, he's not as tough as he originally makes himself out to be. Clint Eastwood is dealing with the fact that, is he really a cold-blooded killer anymore? And you've got all this stuff going on. And in the meantime, throwing everything out of whack is Gene Hackman, who is just... on the one hand, again, moral ambiguity, on the one hand, he's trying to hold the town together and keep things under control, and on the other hand, he's a complete egomaniac and a pain in the ass. And so he stirs everything up, and it all kind of comes together in this big, glorious finale, if you want to call it that, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not going to tell you what happens, because it is an interesting movie, and it's pretty fascinating to watch. This is, like I say, this is the era of Clint Eastwood that really probably interests me the most. I think it's a really, what I think of as Shakespearean plot, where you've got these little things that almost seem unrelated and they're kind of scattered around and they just stack together until it grows and grows and grows and becomes this big, stuff that's happening. And virtually everybody in this, cast-wise, is great. Like I say, Morgan Freeman, my buddy, is not given that much to do, really, I mean, compared to some of the stuff he's done in other movies, but he's great. Gene Hackman is a great actor. He's sometimes in really bad films, but this isn't one of them, so he's great to watch. You got Clint Eastwood, who's great to watch, and then there's this dude, I should have looked up the actor's name, but I don't remember who played him, but this guy who's a gunslinger who comes into town, to get the bounty, and he's just in there for a little while, but he's English Bob, and he's a British guy. He just spends his whole time like ripping Americans down, up one side and down the other. He just hates everything about America. Of course, he lives in America, and he's done very well for himself being a gunslinger and whatnot, and he's just a total, like, mix of egomaniac, jerk, scary guy, and he's brilliant. He's a lot of fun to watch, and he kind of steals the show for the time that he's around. So you got a great film top to bottom. If you're going to make a Western, and you know, there are good Westerns and there are bad Westerns and there are hokey Westerns and stuff, this is a good Western. This is a seriously great film to watch. It's got a lot of stuff going on. The characters have a lot of depth, and it's just a joy. I was looking forward to seeing this because I always kind of wanted to, and I never had. And I'm glad that I did. It lived up to my expectations, which is always nice when that happens. So I am giving this one a buy it. Yes, you can safely go out and get it and watch it multiple times, and you'll be a happy person if you're me or if you're like me. So that's my review, and go out and get it now, you know, right now. Just get on Amazon or wherever and buy the thing. There you go. Next week on the show, Next week, Schindler's List, which is, well, it's Schindler's List. There aren't a whole lot of movies that are like it. So I'm going to dig into that and watch it. I've seen it before, but it's one of those films that I think it's good to watch every once in a while. Oh no, I just may have given away, hinted at my review. Well, I'm sure my words will be fascinating, even if you know the outcome. So, you know, tune in next week and check out my review of Schindler's List. Until then, I am Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Have a great week, everybody. See you soon. I'm actually dancing in the studio here.